When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We live? Well, let's do it. D.E.G. Granddaughter.
430 in the building.
Yeah.
Big game, we talked that. Made a path, we walked that. Skills max, streets got a bag, that's a real win. Never lost that, this dead end gaming. You know how we do, BZ and the granddad. That's player one, that's player two. New, we gon' talk about it. Review, we gon' talk about it. PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, we gon' talk about it. Can't forget that PC, best around is where it be. Special guests from out of left or right about that family tree, we got it. Sonic's traveling real fast. Leveled up, but we the final boss. So where else to go but this podcast? It's Dead End Gaming. Finna hit the mark, on point like the sharpest art. If you tuned in, just know you smart. Press start.
Welcome back. We are at part two of the Dead End Gaming Podcast, episode 212. I'm here with the 430.
What up, what up, what up?
The granddaughter.
We out here.
Sunny on the cams.
And laughing too.
You ain't gonna say shit. Damn, that's your opportunity.
Because people gonna hear him laughing, man. That's
I mean, hey, I'll be honest with my allergies. Fuck with me today.
This man, allergies are
quiet.
The pollen is properly.
Kicking his ass.
This is whooping his ass. I was trying to find a nice way to say it. You fucked up over there. I'm looking at
it.
Yeah. He said you fucked up over there.
This man needs some Benadryl
and a will. You fucked up over there. I'm looking at it. Damn.
You're going to be all right, Sonny. You're going to be all right. But he on the cam. He's still switching. But we're going to switch to our part two, y'all. And we are going to do our most iconic characters tier list. Now, you're wondering. Most iconic characters. We've already done sort of a main character scenario. We did a main character bracket. Remember that beat back in the day?
Yes, we did.
That was a good time.
We did.
But a list showed up, and I'm going to pull it up before we get too deep into this. So a list from BAFTA came out, and B actually sent me this list, but it came out about a week and a half ago, and they crowned Lara Croft of Tomb Raider as the most iconic video game character of all time. All time,
bro.
They said she the GOAT.
Bruh.
And then they showed me the actual list of people here. So we're going to run through who they had from the bottom up. And then we're going to... So they had Nathan Drake at number 20. Ellie from The Last of Us at 19. Kazuma Kiryu from Yakuza at 18. Asterion from Baldur's Gate 3 at 17, Cloud at 16, Crash Bandicoot 15, Solid Snake 14, Steve from Minecraft at 13, Pikachu at 12, Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption at 11, Shadowheart from Baldur's Gate 3. How come Baldur's Gate got two niggas? Hey, somebody a little partial over there.
Not partial.
Kratos was at number 9, Master Chief at number 8, Link at 7, Pac-Man at 6, Sackboy at 5. Sackboy? Sonic at 4, Agent 47 at 3. I fuck with my nigga 47. He ain't top 3, nigga.
He's not top 3
He's
at all.
He's not top 3. And then Mario at 2 and Lara Croft at 1. Who was in the room? That's what I want to know.
Who was in there?
Who was in the fucking room? What the fuck? So I took it upon myself to say, fuck it, we gonna right some wrongs today.
What the fuck?
We got a tier list going, y'all. We got a tier list going. I'm gonna throw in these five. See, where's my images? See, now they fucked up. So now I gotta bring them back in.
Damn.
See, I had it and then it was gone. Let me bring it back in because I don't want y'all to see all the behind the scenes. We got it. They right here. I'm looking at these niggas. Who told y'all to leave? Who told y'all to leave? I had them in order and everything.
Hey, you messing up.
I was, bro. Yo, where's my file at? Hold on, I gotta refresh. Okay.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
We're gonna get it. All right, bro. Don't do me like this. Not for the company. All right, we good. Not for the company. Not for the streets. All right, y'all. Here we go. So I got all 20 of these mofos. I had them in order, but it's all good. We're gonna make it do what it do. But we're gonna just run through these characters, y'all. And we are gonna see where they rank S tier to D tier and see if they really earn the number spot that they really got on this list, which most of them probably didn't. So I'm gonna give my rank, and then B, you can give your rank.
Okay.
Sonny, you wanna give a rank too?
Nah,
this nigga over here don't want to do shit.
Damn.
Sit over there. Just sit over there with tissue in your nose, nigga.
Just sit over there with tissue in your nose, nigga.
Why you snitching? Why you dry snitching?
You couldn't have said I'm lying. You nigga, stop. You gonna lie? They would have never knew.
Oh, God. He's
supposed to be brothers.
I'm fucking with you, bro. It's all love, bro. And then the streets. The streets gonna be able to pick as well. Diogen, you can help us out with that, putting up a poll, and then we'll be able to let y'all vote on what tier it should be as well, and then we'll put all that together and figure out where they should lie. So, let's start. I'll try to remember from the top of my head the list from bottom to top. So we'll start off with Nathan Drake. Nate, Uncharted.
Yeah, I got the list. I got it up. Yeah.
My man.
Nathan Drake, number 20.
Okay, so we got Nathan Drake, y'all. Uncharted, four games deep. And a movie with Tom Holland. What is he? S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier. B, what you think for Nate?
I would give Nate... He's teetering in that C and B for me.
Hmm.
I might give him a C.
C?
I mean, he's right at that. He could be a B because his games are good.
Yeah.
So I might give him an edge. I might give like him B-. An edge to B. Yeah, like a B because he at least the games are good. I definitely enjoy the Uncharted games. I never really cared for him as the character. Like,
right.
So I would probably give him a B just off of – if the games weren't good, oh, he would get a C. But the games are good. I enjoyed all the Uncharted games, so I'm going to give him a B.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you with the B. I think he's got really good games. I enjoyed all the Uncharted games.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a knock because I do feel like he's just sort of like another version of, like Lara Croft started it all. So he's sort of like, you know, not directly, but he's like very, very inspired from Lara Croft and just like the, so that, mm-hmm. that's kind of like, he's not truly original. And also, the Uncharted movie was ass. So.
Man.
So with all that combined.
So what are you giving him?
I'm giving him a B. So, and the streets are saying B as well.
Okay.
Streets saying B tier as well for Nathan Drake. Okay. So, who's number 19?
Oh, my bad. I was looking at the chat.
Damn, B.
Number 19 is Ellie Williams from The Last of Us.
Now, this one is hurting me right now. How the fuck?
19,
you gonna put Ellie at 19? First of all, where the fuck is Joel? Where the fuck Joel?
Right.
You got two niggas from Baldur's Gate, but you ain't got Joel?
Bruh.
Make it make fucking sense to me.
Hell, shit, low key. Oh no, they got him on here. Never mind. I about to say I don't see him on here. Now they got him.
Ellie, I'm gonna give her A tier. I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, The Last of Us, one of my favorite games of all time.
Yes.
But the way that she picked up the torch and ran with it in two, did a thing. She fought Brock ass. What's her name? Was it Ashley? No. What's her name? Chick.
Yeah, I know.
Brolic. Man, strong.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
Beat her ass. But she held her own.
Is it
Abby. Held her own against Brolic ass Abby. She beat the brakes off of Ellie, but Ellie still stood up, stand strong. Could have killed her, but she was soft. So she ain't S tier because she ain't get the job done. But all in all, and she can play guitar with a fucked up hand. Remember we talked about that too? You know? Well, yeah, Majestic was here. Talk about it when Majestic was here, but her hand.
I might give her an A, bro.
I think she's A tier.
I might give her an A.
Ain't no way she number 19 on the list.
For a second, I was almost about to give her a C, but then I started thinking about all the, like.
You said a C?
Yeah. I was about to. I definitely was. I was about to give her a C. I was about to.
Ain't nothing average about what she's been through, bro.
That was it.
And she can't get sick, bro.
I give her an A.
She immune.
I know. I give her an A.
Come on.
I was about to give her a C, though, but I give her an A.
You're like the one person who can't get sick in the sick world.
I give her an A.
Ain't average.
I give her an A.
She is extraordinary.
I give her an A because I was about to give her a C. All
right. So Streets is saying a tie between A and B. I'm giving her an A. You giving her an A.
Yep.
So we going with Ellie is an A, which means that list was absolutely incorrect. Way too low.
Yeah,
way too low on the list.
Way too low. Okay, number 18. Okay. Kazuma?
Dude from
Yakuza?
Yeah, Yakuza.
Yakuza? Yeah.
Now, yeah. I'll be honest with you. I don't play the Yakuza games.
I don't play them either.
So, but I see him all the time. And he dresses very nicely. And he look like he got money.
I'm going to lead this to the street.
And like he get hoes.
Yeah, I'm going to lead this to the
street. So, based on those metrics, he at least... And he had a lot of games. Like, it's like 18 Yakuza games, I think. It's a lot of them motherfuckers.
I'm gonna leave it to the streets.
I'm gonna give him a B just off. I know he can whoop ass. He dressed well. Probably got the hoes.
He said probably got the hoes.
And you know, and Sega, because it's affiliated with Sega. I'm gonna give him a B. Bottom tier.
Georgia said S tier.
S tier.
Whoa.
Okay, wait, they putting S's up. Wait a minute, okay. S tier.
So they say
I'm giving him a B. Like I said, are you giving him?
I'm let.
I'm gonna average this out.
I give him a B.
So if the streets are saying S tier, I'm saying B. B saying B. We're gonna put him at A. We're gonna average it out. So we'll put him at A.
Yeah, I just don't know nothing about this guy.
Now, if Eric was here, because I know he plays these games, he'd probably be like, "Yeah, bro, y'all tripping," but we wouldn't know because we don't play the games. So that's respectable. That's respectable. Okay?
Okay. So at 17, we have a Boulder Gates 3 character named Asterion? Asterion? A-S-T-A-R-I-O-N?
Hey,
Asterion?
Bro.
Asterion?
I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't give a fuck who the fuck that is.
What you giving him?
D.
A D?
I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
I don't know.
Boulder Gate did great in awards, bro. I mean, yeah, I have no.
I got connection. No reference point.
Yeah, I have no connection with this dude, so
and
I'm gonna be nice.
You look weird as fuck, bro.
I'm gonna be nice and give him a C, just because.
Bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna give him a D.
Nah,
I give him a C just because I just don't know nothing about him. But Boulder's Gate was a huge game last year.
Come over here, bro.
So I'm gonna go C. I'm just gonna give him a C.
Streets, what y'all
I give
saying?
Him a C.
See who?
Y'all
who
don't
that?
Need them nodes and tears.
Who's saying S tier? That one is probably a creator of the game. Go on somewhere. D.
Pink I said Boulder's Gate characters are forgettable.
Yeah.
So I go D then.
Who's saying S tier? Who's trolling, bro? Trolling. All right, so I say D. You say C. They about to say S because it's two S. Yeah. So I'll give them a C as an average ass nigga.
Said don't fucking care T tier.
Okay, so I'm gonna put C. I think it's
okay.
Alright.
So what was the final verdict?
C.
C? Okay.
We're gonna average it out.
Alright, so next up, we got my man Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
Come on now. That's Cloud, bro.
You got Cloud, bro.
How are you so low?
16.
Damn. Not even top 10?
At 16, bruh.
Cloud is at least.
He's an S, bruh.
At least an S tier,
I think this is our first S tier.
I don't understand.
This should be a first anonymous S tier right here,
bruh. Automatic S tier for this is Cloud we talking about.
Yeah, this should be automatic S tier for Cloud,
look,
in my opinion.
I say S. B says S. Streets.
I think
Streets are already saying yes. I ain't gonna wait for the poll to finish.
Yeah, I think he's definitely S tier, bro.
So yeah, they tripping. They tripping. They don't know games, y'all. Who over there? They don't know. Okay. Who next?
All right. Up next we got Solid Snake.
Yo man.
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, boy.
Debut. Damn, that shit was 1987. That's crazy. Mm. Yeah, Solid Snake, I think that's another S. That's
of course.
S for Snake. He's an S.
I see what you did.
S for Snake. He's an S tier, bro. He's an S tier.
I'm going to give him an A tier.
Okay.
I'm going to give him an A tier out of respect. Because like I said. Huh? How am I hating? How do I give a man an A and I'm hating?
He's an S. He's an easy S for me.
Snake, bro.
Snake. That's Snake, man. That's my nigga Snake.
It's Snake, bro.
He be creeping around.
Right, it's Snake, bro.
Hey, bro, it's Snake. It's cool, but I'm going to give him an A. So, look. Look, let's say. I say A. Sonny apparently just came out of nowhere with an S tier. I ain't want to vote and shit. B says S tier.
Oh, yeah. S-tier.
Street saying S tier. So, okay. I'll concede, and I'll put a Snake in S tier. I'm not mad at an S tier. I'll just be personally, because I wasn't playing a lot of Metal Gear Solid.
But that, I respect. That was I respect my game, bro.
I give it to him. He been he did eight since the '80s. You know, since '86, he been in the mix.
Okay, so this next one, I know this game is very, very popular, but damn, I can't believe he's over these two, the two characters we just got finished talking about, Steve from Minecraft.
Yeah,
I know Minecraft is a very, very, very popular game. It's a very popular game,
bro. He ain't got no. He ain't even talk.
It's a right. It's a very popular game. But damn, he's over. He's over. Solid Snake and oh my bad. Oh man, I messed up.
What?
I skipped somebody after Cloud.
Who?
So at number 15, we'll do him next. Number 15. Oh, did he put the poll up already? No, he didn't.
No, not yet.
Okay, cool. So at my bad, that's my fault, y'all. At number 15, Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
Crash Bandicoot. What you got for Crash Bandicoot?
I have to give Crash
a B. And then we'll go to Steve from Minecraft next.
I'll give Crash a B because he started off strong, and then he kind of just fell away into obscurity. He did have a slight comeback, but he was never really the same.
But his first...
But his games are solid.
I feel like his first three games were great. He, we didn't hear from him for a while. I think he came out with Crash Racing, but then he redeemed himself. Crash 4 was a. Have you played Crash 4?
Yeah, no. His games are good, but I just think he's just been. He's had a spotty consistency over the years. I think he got forgotten in the mix. You know, him, the Spyros, and all that stuff like that.
He was like the.
He was supposed to be the mascot for PlayStation.
Yeah, I was about to say he was like for PlayStation, like how Sonic was for Genesis and how
got
Mario.
Fired, bro, when he got rehired by the Ops.
Bruh.
How you supposed to be the mascot, bro?
I give him an A.
I'm giving Crash a B.
I give him an A. Yeah, you giving him a B?
I'm giving Crash a B. I feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable giving Crash an A.
Okay. I give him an A, though, man.
I see what you're trying to do.
I give him an A.
Streets. What you talking about?
Damn.
Streets gave him an A, too.
Streets gave him an A?
I'll concede.
A.
Dang.
A for Crash. You know what? I never played team racing, but yeah. Yeah, Crash. Okay, so my bad, y'all. So up next, we got Steve from Minecraft. Steve from Minecraft. Like I said, it's crazy that he's above the three guys, Solid Snake, Crash, and Cloud. But I just know Minecraft is a popular. It's Minecraft like one of those games, even if you don't even play it.
Let me tell you right now.
You can't hide from it. You can't hide from Minecraft.
Let me tell you something right now. My child, love my son Adrian, he was at after school program. Him and the homies was playing Minecraft. He was like, I was in a Minecraft camp with the homies today at after school, Dad. They in there with it.
Bro, at minimum, I would give him a B. But I wouldn't be mad to give him an A. Because like I said, I don't play Minecraft. Yeah. I never was interested in playing it. But it was one of those games you could not get away from. Even if you're not really a gamer, you're like, oh, yeah, I heard of Minecraft. Or I know of a child or somebody that I know.
Even if you don't know who Steve is, you know what the Minecraft character looks like. Oh, that's the dude from Minecraft. He's
everywhere, bro.
His footprint
you
is
can't hide.
Over. You can't hide from Minecraft. He got the stores unlocked. He got the merch.
You can't hide it.
I'm gonna give him an A.
Yeah, I'm giving him an A just because I don't play the game. He probably would be an S. He probably could be an S.
To the kids, he's S.
I'm doing A or B. I'm giving him an A or B just because. Bam.
He got a name in the streets.
Oh, they put him in Super Smash. Pete said they put him in Super Smash.
Yeah, he's Smash Bros.
Look, we got all ties. Look at that. All ties. Everybody voted. That's crazy.
Niggas hate him. Niggas think they're indifferent. They like him and they love him.
Right.
That's when you know you real out here. You got ops and you got people who love you. And you got people who just like, I don't know, but like he seemed cool.
Bruh. All
right. I'll give him an A tier. We're going to put Steve in A.
So at 12, we got Pikachu, Pokemon.
Pikachu.
That's another name that I heard everywhere.
Pikachu is universal. When you think Pokemon, you think Pikachu. Easy. That's the first Pokemon that you think about when you hear the word Pokemon, Pikachu. Pikachu carried the flag. He threw the Pokemon company on his back and carried this shit for decades. Okay? You got a movie, Detective Pikachu. Fire. Shit was good.
Mm-hmm.
Pikachu was so popular when the first Pokemon games came out, they had to make a yellow version just for him. They are Pokemon Red and Blue. They said, oh, we got to get Yellow because we got to get Pikachu up in this thing.
So pretty much you're saying he's an S.
I say from a cultural phenomenon standpoint, mm-hmm. not just the Pokemon games, mm-hmm. but Pokemon is universal, worldwide.
We're talking about video game characters.
But also video game too, but like the influence is there. I got to put Pikachu an S tier.
As a video game character.
As a video game character. Says,
who's the most iconic video game
character? That ain't fair, though. I mean, he dope in Smash, and like if you play him in like the Pokemon games, it's a Pokemon.
But if we're basing this off video games.
All right. I'll bump him down to an A then. Because if you want to just like do video game performance as well.
I'm going to go B.
I'm giving an A. You gotta give Pikachu an A.
What you doing?
How you giving Crash an A? I was always giving Crash an A and not Pikachu. Make it make sense, bro.
You gotta think about it.
Be realistic,
the
bro.
OG original Pokemon game, you didn't have no other focal Pokemon. It was Pikachu. That's it. Like, it was literally called Pikachu. It
wasn't
that
TV show. Got with pop. See, y'all Ash saying and TV
show? You saying TV shows,
bro?
We're talking about video games, though. The most iconic too, video game characters.
Who be on
you
the
saying,
cover?
You saying Pikachu? Who be on the S? Cover? You saying he's an S? So you putting Pikachu like up in the Mario stratosphere as far as video games?
I'm looking at overall impact. He's an S, but video game wise, I bump him down to an A. But ain't no way he a B or C.
I'm putting him a B in video games.
Wow, bro.
I'm putting him a B.
They saying S tier in here. I'm saying A. You saying B. Majority S tier. I think we can sell an A. A tier, bro. Come on.
All right.
You got to concede on that one.
I mean, yeah, y'all put A. Yeah. I'm saying B.
This man up
I
here.
Wonder what the chat. Do y'all agree with me? People, let me see what the chat.
A. You cannot tell me Pikachu is not A tier overall.
So, wait a minute. DLG, I'm tripping? He's an S. So, Bean say he's an S.
I'm not opposed to the S, but
so who agrees with me?
Nobody. Nigga.
Oh, both of us are tripping? So how come you tripping? You
I'm averaging
them.
It out based on your rating.
No, but you praising them though.
Yeah.
Oh, he says an S tier character.
I said, no, this is what I said. I said Pikachu overall, if you look at everything that Pikachu is, game, not with game just game.
Oh, Pink agree with me. Pink agree with me.
He's an S tier character overall. But video in the world of video games, I can bump him down to an A. As far as video games, strictly performance, whatever. I'll give him an A. No lower than an A.
He's an A.
So what's an A?
All right, so up next, number 11, we got Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What?
Look, man.
What's wrong with that?
Joel should have been there.
That would be a good thing.
Look, Arthur Morgan. I fuck with Red Dead Redemption. Arthur Morgan, yeah. He should have been in the back of the line, bro. Arthur Morgan, for me, he ain't got the weight that I thought he should. I feel it. Maybe I'm wrong.
This list is bad.
I'm going to give Arthur a B.
Yeah, I agree with you that.
Arthur's
give
a solid
B
tier character.
I give him a B.
I don't know why they didn't put Joel there.
Games are dope. Yeah, Joel should have been in Arthur.
Like, yeah. I don't know how he snuck in here. Yeah, Joel got snubbed. So I'm going to give him
a B. I give him a B.
Stinky.
I agree with you.
They said Stinky Ass Cowboy. They said Stinky Ass Cowboy. They didn't even give this man a name.
Oh, damn. Oh, y'all horrible.
Y'all horrible. D-Hogan, I didn't know it was you.
Yeah, I give him a B.
And
the reason why he's a shit, he could
don't
be a
come
C.
up in the barbershop talk,
bro. Yeah, he could be a C.
He don't come up in the barbershop at all, bro.
The only thing that's saving him is the actual games itself.
The game itself. You can swap him out with any other cowboy, bro.
He could be a C, bro.
He could be a C. Because the games are good, I'm going to bump him up to a B.
Man.
But you can swap him out with any other
I'm
cowboy.
I'm not mad at the people vote for him as a C. You know what I'm saying?
So what you want to, I mean, the streets are saying B. I'm saying B. He could be, we'll say B. Let's just say B. Because Red Dead Redemption 1 and 2 were still good.
Yeah, the games were great. The games were awesome.
Yeah,
it's just, man.
But he's, like, nobody talks about Arthur Morgan in the streets.
So he's a B.
He's a B.
Okay.
All right.
So next up, we got another Baldur's Gate 3 character.
D.
It's another one that could have been.
D.
Joel could have been in this one. We got Shadowheart.
I'm saying D to all these Baldur's Gate niggas.
Shadowheart. He said D. Shadowheart from Baldur's Gate 3. What y'all think, chat? What y'all saying?
Y'all better not do it again.
What y'all saying? I mean, look, that game.
I feel like she's probably better or more iconic than this first nigga, but still D. Z tier.
So you giving them low too? Because it's like,
yeah, because who are these niggas?
I know, and it's crazy. How come you on the iconic list and you just came out? Like that game, well, Baldur's Gate 3 just came out, so maybe they must have been on the other previous ones. I didn't even know Baldur's Gate had wings like that until the third one came out.
Me too. I heard these Baldur's Gate niggas till three. Until
three came out. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm with you, man. I think I'm gonna go D.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go D, bro.
Streets. What y'all talking about? Y'all better not be tripping.
I think I might go D with you. Yeah. Bro. Yeah. I'm going to go D with you.
We're going to throw some D's on that.
Yeah, we're going to throw some D's on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Throw some D's on that bitch.
Bayonetta is not on this list. It's wrong, King Karma.
This list is trash.
This list is ass.
We had to talk about this.
That's
trash.
That's why we're doing
this.
This we list is so trash, wrongs. Bro. We got to right some wrongs in some way or form.
Circles. Thank you, Pink. Exactly.
I'm telling you.
All right, so it's D. You put it right, D? So who,
yeah, we put D, yeah.
All right, so up next, we have... Dun, okay, it's about... Okay, we in the top 10s now.
Right.
That's right, because he was number 10. Shadowheart was number 10. So at number 9, we got Kratos.
S.
God of War.
I'm moving it automatically. Don't nobody talk to me. Don't nobody say shit.
At number 9, we got Kratos.
Move on.
God of War.
Move on. If
I
you ain't saying...
I feel you. If you ain't saying
nothing but S...
If you ain't saying nothing but S...
Leave.
Shit, you know who else they put on here? They didn't put fucking Dante from Devil's May Cry on here. That's crazy.
List is trash.
How you got Baldur's Gate?
The list is trash. It's some weird ass Baldur's Gate players making this shit, bro.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. But yeah, Kratos is an S. Nothing less. Nothing less than an S, bro.
Nothing less than an S. Like, I automatically moved him.
Like, bro.
There was no discussion.
No, it ain't no discussion, bro. He's not an A. He's not an A, bro.
He is not an A. He is straight up S tier, bro. Mm-mm. This man dominated in two mythologies,
Mike,
bro.
Rich, I love you, brother, but you are tripping saying Kratos was a C.
He said
PS2, he was a C.
You can see the door,
yeah,
nigga.
Bro, nah, that man has been S tier since the beginning,
bro. Since his first kill, he was an S tier,
I love you,
bro.
Mike Rich. We rarely disagree, but I disagree with you on that one, bro.
You wrong,
oh,
Mike Rich.
Man.
You wrong on that one. You might need to reevaluate on that one.
Yeah, bro. So you might need to reevaluate on that one.
His games were B tier until 20. Hey, Diogen?
No, bro. No.
Oh, no. Hey, y'all.
Mm-mm. You know, Kratos is S. All right, so up next at 8.
Yeah.
Master Chief from Halo.
I could give Chief an A.
You give him an A?
I give Chief an A.
Hmm.
Out of respect, I also enjoyed Halo Infinite a lot. I wasn't a big Halo player. But I also feel like he got a little spotty in the middle. Got a little spotty. And, you know. He didn't carry the...
So you're giving Chief an A.
I give Chief an A. That's just me.
Man.
That's just me. I know y'all saying S in the chat.
That's kind of harsh, bro.
I'm just being... He the mascot. He's the really mascot. Is. True. I say that.
Oh, but, man, we got a C. Somebody voted a C out here.
Out of respect, I wasn't a huge... I was there for Halo 1. Played a little bit of 2, then I said, whatever. And then I came back for Infinite, and I respect it. Yeah. But, like, I'm not, like, going to Master Chief.
Mike Rich make a good point. Chief carried the Xbox on his back too hard for him to give him the A. This man sold consoles. He did.
Yeah, he did. I'm telling you, this is me personally. If y'all want to put him at S tier, I'm not going to oppose. But this is my personal opinion.
Yeah, I'm not mad at A or S, to be honest with y'all. Right. I mean, I know I'm not mad at either one of them. If he's an S, I'm cool with that. If he's an A, I'm not mad at that one either.
Okay,
I'm not
so
mad at either one.
The streets
one of them.
Are a resounding S tier.
S tier. I'm not mad
You're
at that.
You're not mad at S tier. I say A, but I can see to an S tier.
Hey, I'm with Pink. Who voted C?
Right. Who voted C?
Somebody voted that man a C. All I'm right, not Master mad at Chief. A or S. So your Master Chief is an S.
Master Chief will go at S tier. Okay. Who's next? All right.
I think at this point it's going to be hard not to put these folks at S tier. These next,
well, let's be honest.
So we in the top 7 now. So all right. Next up, I think this person is ranked too low. Link from Legend of Zelda.
S tier.
Look,
he's been putting out banger after banger after banger.
S tier, bro. It's S tier. Video game. Video game. S.
We don't even need to worry about it.
S. Look,
this man been putting out heat rocks. Forever.
S, bro. Like, Link is S. His only knock is that you don't hear that man speak, but who cares? Who them games, right. Look, this man is too iconic.
His numbers do the talking, bro.
Yeah, bro.
His bank account talk.
This man had a grown-ass 40-plus-year-old playing the games like I was a damn teenager.
He pulling princesses with no voice.
You know what I'm saying? With no voice. None.
Just off showing up.
So, yeah, put him up there, man. Link S. Link is S tier. I think 7 is a little too low. Up next, at number 6, we got Pac-Man.
This one is interesting.
Now, you know, nostalgia is telling me S tier, but I won't be mad if he's
let's
an
be
A.
Honest.
I won't be mad.
When Pac-Man went 3D, that wasn't a smart
it
move.
It wasn't the same. Yeah, it was not a smart move.
He messed up
we
going
messed
3D.
Up when going 3D. 3D was definitely a not. It was
so that we gotta be honest with that.
3D was definitely not it.
So I think that dings him down. I would still, just because it's Pac-Man, I put him in A tier. But I think that 3D run fucked him up. My honest opinion. Some people saying B tier. And he was stagnant. So B might be a little harsh because, like I said, he was one of the goats of the arcade.
Bruh, he was. Man, he was. I mean, it's... Yeah,
come on now. That song is iconic right there.
I give Pac-Man an A.
He even put his wifey on, Miss Pac-Man.
Right, Miss Pac-Man, he sure did.
How many games he's putting the wifey on and letting her succeed? Gotta respect that. I give Pac-Man A tier.
I give him an A as well, man. I think I had to give him an A. Yeah, he's just too it's too legendary. But I agree with you.
The 3D run fucked him up.
That 3D world is what fucked him up, bro. It was like, what is this? This looks horrible. Like go back to the 2D. Like, what is going on?
He ventured out of his lane.
That's true, King Karma. Pac-Man still sell clothes.
He do. I still see motherfuckers wearing Pac-Man shirts. Bruh.
Yeah. I said the nostalgia definitely got me with Pac-Man.
Yeah.
So, because I was about to put him at an S, but because of that 3D, I got to notch him down a little bit.
A-tier. We'll give him A-tier.
So, I'm going to give him A. All
right.
Yeah, I got to give him an A. I got to give him an A. And the streets voted for him. For A.
The streets said A. So we are all in agreement that Pac-Man is an A-tier character. Okay.
So at number 5.
Uh-oh. Top 5.
This character had a run, but man, 5 though? Sackboy from Little Big Planet. I would have put him a little, like, I would have had him
I
at,
would
like,
have had him lower.
I would have had him at like 11 or 12.
Yeah, he's not top 10.
Yeah, he's not top 10.
He's not top 10.
But I mean, Little Big Planet. I mean, it was, like I said, he had like a three or four year run where
he had a solid run.
Yeah, he was popular.
But overall,
as hell.
When you put him in the company that he's in,
yeah,
he don't stack up like that. These people, these
Little
characters have
Little
had,
Big Planet. What was that? PS3 era, right? That was PS3 generation.
Yeah,
I mean he did good for PS3. He did good for PS3.
Yeah, but what
generation.
Are you doing now?
I don't know. Exactly. Yeah, to be top 5, that's crazy.
He
to
ain't
be top 5.
He not top 5.
That's wild.
I respect the run enough to give him a B, but he is not top 5.
That's wild, bro. Yeah, top 5?
Nah, he ain't top 5.
So
I'll give him, as
someone that, you know, that's a PlayStation person, I might give him an A or B. I give him an A just the fact that he kind of saved PS3 though a little bit, with the exception of Last of Us. He kind of saved PS3, bro. With the exception of Last of Us.
What is name doing now though? Is what I'm
that's
saying.
True. That, and that's why I agree. He shouldn't be top 5.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. A or B. Maybe a B. But I'm not. So people saying B or C.
I'll give him a B.
You give him a B? Okay. That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. All
right.
Yeah.
Because well,
you're right. It's like, what did he do? What, yeah, it's like, he ain't moving numbers now.
He's not moving numbers now. And he was in the era he was in, he did what he was supposed to do to save the PS3.
Yeah.
But after the PS3 got back on his feet, what they do to Sackboy? They sacked him. Threw him out in the back.
Because why they didn't put my man's, what's the game that just came out? It came out for PS5. Is it Ratchet and Clank?
Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah. Well, I guess because it's two people. I don't know. Which
I mean, even still, it's even still. So I don't know.
All right. So number 4, we getting down, y'all.
Final 4.
Getting down to the nitty gritty. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow.
That's automatic S, right?
That's S
tier. That automatic S.
Automatic.
But let's think though. After
actually, wait.
Yeah, let's think about the games. Let's think. We talking about the most iconic games.
We talked about games.
Video game characters.
Sonic did have a rough patch.
He had a rough patch.
A very bad rough patch.
He had a rough patch. But.
He came back.
But a video game character, though. Iconic character.
He was neck and neck with Mario for a little bit. That Genesis run was hot. That Genesis run was crazy. You can't don't tell me the Genesis run wasn't wild.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Genesis run was wild.
After that though,
1, 2, 3 Sonic the first four games.
Once you start getting, once you got out of Sega Genesis, you get out in deep waters, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but
I give him an A.
He got okay. So here's the thing: he has Genesis. He was killing it.
Yeah.
Then when we hit the Sega Saturn and the CD, he lost himself.
He lost himself.
But when the Dreamcast came, he was back. Sonic Adventure.
People like Sonic Adventure.
What?
Oh, I can't remember.
Sonic Adventure 1, 2.
I can't remember. I'm not saying y'all wrong.
Then he got his legs cut off.
I'm not saying y'all wrong.
Then he got his legs cut off. They foreclosed on the house. He had to go begging, hat in hand. Hey, can I come over to y'all, Albert?
I think I'm going to give him an A.
Sonic is an A.
I think I'm going to give him an A.
Sonic is an A tier. Y'all saying S tier in the chat. We gotta remember, he had some them GameCube games.
He's an iconic character, though. He's definitely a super iconic character.
They fucked him up in the middle, though. The Sega CD games, the GameCube games, he was asking for help from Mario with the Olympics and shit.
Man.
This man was struggling for a minute,
so
bro.
What are you saying?
I'm saying he came back. The past couple years, Sonic is back.
Okay.
But he was in a moment, bro.
So he's S?
He had to go to the pawn shop a couple times, bro.
The streets say he's S.
In my heart, he's an S-tier character. But we got to look at the game. We got to look at the catalog.
And now that's why I'm giving him an A.
The catalog.
That's why I'm giving him an A. That's why I'm taking him off the S-tier.
The catalog knocks him down to A.
That's me.
That's me too. I agree. He's an A tier kid. I wouldn't feel right putting him at S tier because the catalog ain't strong.
So are we going by the streets? The streets voted S.
The streets voted S.
Me and you saying A.
I think we need to make an executive decision and say is it
say A?
Yeah.
Say A? Okay.
We gotta be honest with ourselves, y'all. We gotta be honest.
You say we gotta be honest, y'all. We gotta be honest.
Because
A.
We're looking at video games. Now, if we were gonna add in the movies, I might have bumped him up to S.
Okay, how the hell? Okay, we're going to go to 3. How the hell is this person 3?
I don't.
I'm about to tell you right now, y'all.
I love him, too.
Agent 47 from Hitman. I love him.
47 is my nigga. He my
dude. Number 3?
He ain't number 3, though. Like, I don't know who did
number
that.
Number 3? You put this man over Link?
Wild.
You put this man over Kratos?
Crazy.
You put this man over Master Chief? That's fucking crazy, bro.
Insanity.
That's wild they put him there.
Now let's before we say what we say, let me give my man 47 the flowers. The Hitman series, I came in during Hitman 2. He is the king of the stealth. No. Let me one of the kings of the stealth genre. Because there's some other niggas out there who can give him a run for his money.
They put this man over Solid Snake, bro.
That's what I was just about to say.
That's fucking crazy.
But see, it's because, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't explain number 3. Yes, he's got the fiber wire. He's got the silver ballers. He dresses nice. He go all over the world. You know, he got the barcode in the back of his head. Them movies was trash, but he got some movies.
Man.
And the Hitman games are always good.
I'm going to be nice and give him a B.
He's B tier.
He could be a C.
He B tier,
I'm
bro.
I'm being nice and giving him a B.
47 is B tier, and that's when all of his games being bangers, too.
I'm being nice, giving him a B.
I am,
but
too.
I'm saying
even
C.
The fact that all his games are bangers, as a character overall, he is a B tier character.
Bruh.
All right?
I
don't know who said number 3.
Okay,
I want to know who.
So look at this. We got 2 C's and 2 D's, right?
Right.
So what you saying?
I'm putting him at B.
You put him at B?
Yeah, my bad. I'm putting him at B.
Damn, I thought you gonna put him at C.
You said C.
No, you put him at A. You got him at A.
I messed it up. Oh. I moved it. So what you saying C?
I'm saying C.
Street saying C
being
and
nice.
D. I'll concede.
You be
I think
C?
He's B, but I'll put him at C.
Okay.
I'll put him at C.
Bro, I can't believe that man is top 3, bro.
He's not.
So at number
absolutely not.
So at number 2, we got Mario.
Why are we even having that conversation?
This is S. That's S.
It's S tier.
S tier.
He shouldn't be number 2.
He's S.
He ain't number 2.
He's S.
This is wrong.
That's an S.
That list, is, they need to
Mario
flip this list.
Mario is an S.
Easy.
Why? Right, don't pull this deal, Jin. Mario's an S. You put him up there. Just put him up there. You should
have. He is.
Yeah, put him up there.
Mario is an S tier. Super Mario has been holding it. First of all, the poster child for Nintendo, holding it down for decades. Movie was a banger. He got his own amusement park. Man,
come on.
Mario, you know what I'm saying?
Like Mario.
He done put all his niggas on.
Yeah, Mario Kart.
He done put Mario Kart.
Tennis.
He can do it all.
Mario Golf.
Mario Golf. Mario Tennis.
You know what
Mario,
I'm saying?
He at the Olympics. He saved Sonic's career.
Right.
He over there with the rabbits. He saved the rabbits' career. The Raven Rabbits. He out here. He the most generous nigga in the streets, bro. He put his little bro on.
That's right.
He put his girl on. Out here throwing it. Actually, she be cheating on him. She still put him on. She be cheating on this nigga. He still put on. That's the type of nigga he is.
Not again with the princess. I know, bro. Like, not again.
He put on his.
Not again.
He put his pet dinosaur on.
Not again,
bro. Let that motherfucker
shine.
He didn't let his counterparts eat. He let Wario eat.
So.
He put the ops on with Donkey Kong. If it wasn't for him, Donkey Kong wouldn't live.
We get it. He's an S.
That man.
He's S.
That man is S tier, bro.
S tier,
he the greatest. He the GOAT, nigga.
S. All right.
Even though he a simp, still. He's still
crazy.
A simp.
So
he
I
is a simp, but he the GOAT still.
So now we about to see what the community thinks. So at number one was Lara Croft from Tomb Raider.
No.
Was number one. Most iconic. Was the number one on the list. The most iconic video game characters.
Look.
So what are we thinking, folks in the chat?
Chat, yeah. Chat, talk amongst yourselves and also the polls up. I love Lara Croft.
Lara Croft.
I love the Tomb Raider series. I love the reimagined.
I still haven't played those.
The Crystal Dynamics trilogy is an amazing trilogy.
I haven't played the Definite. What was it? It's like the Definite something.
Definitive.
The Shadow. The
Shadow. It's three.
I haven't played those yet.
I call it.
And I got them.
You missing out.
I'm telling them.
Yeah. I got them.
They're good.
Yeah, I got them.
They're good.
Yeah. I never finished the last one, the third one, but they
all of them are bangers.
You missing out. Yeah.
All of them are good. Her first runs were good, even with all that. Her movies. The first movie she had Angelina Jolie, the other ones were. I get her being iconic.
I'm going to give her a B, though.
But she is not the most iconic.
What would you give her?
I'm okay giving her an A.
You okay with giving her an A?
I think Lara Croft has had enough impact. She's got great games. The representation for women as a strong woman character that's lasted the test of time since PS. She's been around since PS1. She's been here since PS1. Respect it. She's got, like I said, she's got the movies. She's got all kinds of, like, you know, all kinds of you know, cultural impact. Cosplayers be with her all day.
Street says she's a B.
I say A. You say a. B.
Chat voted for B.
Chat's voting B.
I'm saying B, too.
I don't know how I feel about it. Sonny, how you feel about that? A or
Number
B?
Number one?
For Lara Croft.
For the triangle titties?
Hey, triangle no more, brother. They rounded them out.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm going off of PS1. I'm going off the PS1.
It's smooth,
that
bro.
Was our introduction to Lara Croft.
Oh, yeah.
That was her bra, bro.
The triangle titties.
She had old school 50s bra.
She had triangle titties.
She did.
I'm going to go with a B.
B, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to be. Yeah. Because I feel like she is super iconic and stuff like that, but at the same time.
Number
like,
one, though?
She ain't number
one.
Yeah,
it's not number one.
She
it's
ain't
like. Because, like, I hate to say, like, the bulk of like, you being iconic is the fact that you was able to be brought back with the trilogy and you came back and had a second run.
She had a second run was strong.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I feel like not many people on this list had, like, strong, like, second runs. They might have had a strong third or fourth run when they came back.
Yeah.
But it's hard to, like, be able to, like, kind of. Be an old game, be brought back, remade, and then have a great second run. So I'll give it a B.
I'll give it a B. The chat said B.
Okay. So
who's that down there at D? Who's that at D?
I'm a Baldur's Gate motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Actually, put that other nigga there too. Both of them niggas D.
Yeah, put him down there. Put him down there.
Fuck that.
Put him down there.
Both of them niggas.
Slide him down there too.
Hold hands together in the D world. All right, so. That's our tier list, y'all. So we're going to go over it. Now, this is the real list.
That's what we were saying, Mike Rich. How is Joe not on his list, bruh?
What are we talking about?
Bruh. How is Dante? Dante's not on this list, bruh. How you don't put Dante on here?
Yeah, Beans, Lord. That's what they said. I would have gave her A, Beans, but they all said B. But, so here it is. We're going to go from the bottom to the top. D, but the Baldur's Gate niggas. I ain't even going to say their names. Shadow somebody and ass.
This man said somebody.
C tier, my man, Agent 47. You ain't top three, brother. You're good. You a killer.
So many missed characters, Pink.
But you pushed it. Damn. B tier, Nathan Drake. Arthur Morgan, Sackboy, and Laura. Respectable characters, but nowhere near high level as they're deemed.
Especially as Sackboy and Laura Croft. They should not have been as high as they were.
No.
I know, hey, Mega Man not on there either, Power Jesus. I know. It's so many characters missing.
Whoever made this was in their own personal world of gaming. I don't know whoever came up with this list, because it's horrible. Crazy. A-tier, Ellie, Kuzma, or Kazuya, sorry, I said Kuzma. Kazuya, dude from, the nigga from, because that Yakuza. Game. Yakuza. I'm fucking up, bro. That dude. My bad, Yakuza fans. Crash Bandicoot, Steve from Minecraft, Pikachu, Pac-Man, and Sonic. All A-tier characters.
All A-tier.
Had iconic runs, but they also had some spotty moments, or they just don't hold as much weight in the streets as they should to be S-tier. And then you got the S-tier. You got the GOATs. The motherfuckers that you can always depend on.
You got Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy. You got Solid Snake. Always been a solid nigga.
Kratos.
Enough said. Master Chief. You know? Acknowledge him.
Link.
Games on games. Banger after banger. Undefeated. And of course, the GOAT. The one who's been carrying the gaming world on his back.
Mario. But yeah, they forgot Mega Man.
Dante. You're right.
Who else they even forgot up in there, man? That's like
Bayonetta was missing.
Low key, can you say like Ryu?
Ken, Scorpion, no fighting game characters at all.
Yeah, no fighting game characters that are super iconic.
Samus from Metroid could have been in this thing.
Yeah, like.
You know, I mean, come on. There's so many characters that they missed out on for whoever these characters are.
Yeah, Leon or Chris Redfield. Like, yeah, you missed some Resident Evil. Kirby? Yeah, I mean.
Donkey Kong wasn't even in here.
Yeah, that we said some fighting characters. Yeah, you can say Chun-Li, Sub-Zero. Yeah, like, this list, we had to talk about this shit. We were like,
I don't know who the fuck.
They was missing a lot of people. The ones that they have in here ranked was just all wrong, in our opinion.
You know you're wrong.
All wrong.
So we corrected the wrong, y'all. So this is the real tier list.
Or somewhat of a real tier. Some of the characters I'm not familiar with, so you know, take my opinion with a grain of salt because I just wasn't familiar with them.
But this seems like a more well balanced and honest list based on whatever they did. So
and y'all helped with this list too because y'all was voting. So.
Right, exactly. But we all
get mad at us or strictly us because y'all had a hand on voting in this too.
Yeah, we had to average out the votes based on what y'all said and what we thought as well. So, but I think this is a very respectable and pretty, for the most part, accurate list. Give or take a couple. But, you know, but no one's like, okay, it's not like I have Mario down at C tier or anything like that. So it's people are where they should be or close to where
but
they should
said,
be.
We said S tier for Pikachu.
Pikachu is an S tier character overall. Impact. Not just if you add games to everything else that Pikachu has done in the Pokemon world has done, that's S tier, bro.
This is hilarious.
It's S tier. Come on now. But y'all, that's gonna do it for our most iconic characters tier list,
man.
Based on the list from BAFTA, who didn't know what the fuck they was talking about. But we right at the wrong. But I hope y'all enjoyed that. That was a good time.
Yes,
that was a good time. First time we did a tier list on the show.
Yeah, it is.
We'll do more of those definitely in the future. But, I think we did a good job correcting their issues and their misguided choices.
Joel not on there is crazy.
Joel not being on there is wild. So many characters that they did not have on there. Wow, man. I'm like, how you got 20 spots and you missing all these characters?
That's wild.
Crazy. What is also crazy is that we're going to get into this live Q&A. You know what time it is, y'all. So if you want to come onto the show, you know where to go. Hop into our Discord. Go into the pod question queue. And we're going to bring you on. And we're going to let you ask a question. So let me make sure I'm up in this motherfucker first. You know. Because, you know, somebody got
to
be in there.
Yes. Feel free to come through.
Come through.
If you want to ask us a question before we get up out of here.
Right. If not, we can always ask a question in our other our pod question, DG pod question channel. But I want to get somebody on the show. So we'll give y'all a quick moment.
And it doesn't have to be video game related either.
Yes. It doesn't have to be video game related. Anything you want to ask, come on through. If you've never asked a question and you want to, come on through. Whatever you like. But we'll give it a minute. But yeah, B, these motherfuckers just be making lists for no reason. They just be saying shit.
Just
saying shit.
I saw that list. That's why I sent it to you. I was just like, bro.
Man, I was like, what the fuck is this?
I was like, bro, let me send it. We just did our bracket. We just did our character bracket.
Yeah, we just did the main character bracket. You can go check that out, too, on our YouTube channel. Also, make sure y'all do subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/deadendgaming. Like I said, we put parts 1 and 2 every Friday up on the channel. But we're also adding little shorts as well that's going across our social media as well. So we're trying to just add more stuff. So make sure you subscribe to that channel. We gotta probably start doing some more stuff with that channel too. Maybe doing some special live streams. We used to do that before, like special live streams on the YouTube. Maybe we can start bringing that back too. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Let's get them numbers up. And also make sure, thanks to everybody who's subscribed here and also following the Twitch channel. Keep that going as well. We got somebody up in here. I think I knew who that is. We ain't seen him in a minute.
Who is it?
Igwe. Is in the building. Igwe.
Oh, snap.
You're live. Make sure you're here. Make sure you're coming in loud and clear. Can you hear us, Igwe? He is not on mute.
Uh-oh. Cool. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. You know, living life. You know, it was my birthday last week. So, you know, I'm just
celebrating.
Happy birthday, brother. How you doing?
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, my question, bro, like, I guess this is my question, right?
Yeah.
If y'all had the power, y'all had unlimited resources, and y'all had all the final say in every decision, like, what dead gaming franchise would y'all revive?
Ooh. Just one?
You can name.
Okay.
Two. You can name at least two, at most two.
Okay, I'm gonna need Banjo Kazooie to come back. Mm. I'm gonna need Bully to come back. Mm. I mean, y'all can leave me alone. Banjo Kazooie and Bully, easy.
Bully, all right.
Bully got to come back, bro. Rockstar's tripping, bro. I need Bully to come back or some iteration of it, and then Banjo Kazooie. That's
How will bully work in, like, in a modern sense? Is it going to be, like, mainly cyberbullying? I don't know. Like,
man, I don't know. See, because they took too long, bro. Now we can't do it. Everybody going to be up in arms. You can't do that. You can't pick it on the kids in the game.
He said, dang, bro.
Damn, if it took so fucking long, we would have been had the game. Now they can't bully niggas no more. Shit. Now it's going to be, like, passive aggressive or some shit. All right, look.
Dang.
Maybe. Okay, how about roasting? Can we roast people still? Like, it's like kind of like, it ain't bullying, but it's like, I mean, technically, you can still do, like, I don't know, because I'm old, I ain't in school no more, but, like, I'm pretty sure, like, it still goes down the same way in some capacity, so they kind of just modernize it, but, you know, they probably have to walk on a lot of thin ice these days, so it's not going to be the same. But, you know, if I could, I would bring back Bully. But number one is Banjo-Kazooie. But it's got to be done by Rare, the same company that originally did it, and Nintendo has to put it out. Like, Xbox could put it out, but I want Nintendo to have a hand in it so it looks the way it's supposed to look. It don't look like that bullshit-ass Banjo-Kazooie game that came out a few years ago.
All right. How about you, BZ?
I guess for me, I mean, look, man, y'all know I've been on that boxing tip. I knew you was going to say it. I would make like a fight night series. So
just bring back fight night. But
you know how you got the movie, like how the last one came out, it had like that story mode.
Yeah.
So like just kind of can make like a continue off that, off another story. You. Like and then the next fight night, bam, you got that. You got a different story you playing through. Like I think that's what I would want to revive. I think that last fight night that came out with that story, I'm like, oh man, they really had something with that. And I hate that they just stopped.
Because they wanted to do UFC, that bullshit.
Man, I was like, bruh.
Convoluted-ass control system.
Fight night. I would say give me a, you know, either continue from that story or give me another original story like they did with the last fight night. So I would say in whatever story they start with, just kind of keep that series going or whatever, keep that story going.
And then they come out with a boxing game.
That thing didn't, it's not even on consoles.
Yeah, I think it's still on Steam. But they still doing updates and doing this and it ain't even fleshed out yet.
When they put it out, they kind of shit the bed with that one. So
damn.
But hopefully, like I said, I'm with that. Also, man, if we can get another Def Jam game, I know it's impossible now. But another Def Jam game.
Like Vendetta?
Like the OG ones, like the first one or Vendetta, like Def Jam Vendetta or Fight for New York. But here's the problem with that. It's too everybody many rappers to get paid. Now.
Yeah.
Everybody going to want to be it. Everybody going to want to be in that motherfucker. Everybody going to want to get paid crazy for it. The game ain't going to make no money because everybody going to want to have their own separate deals.
Yeah.
So it ain't going to work. And then they're going to be like, bro, imagine the DLCs. Oh, when Kendrick going to be in the game? When they gonna get Carl in the game? When Griselda showing? Like it's gonna be pandemonium chaos trying to get that game to be ever like properly done, because like if it comes out and if their favorite rapper ain't in the base roster, they're gonna be begging. We gonna beg the fuck out of EA, whoever makes it, and then they gonna ask, hey, why ain't you in the game? They ain't cut the check. It's gonna be a whole shit. So it ain't never going to happen.
I can see that.
It's going to be a whole mess. But I would love to see a return of like Def Jam with like some like with today's rappers and stuff like that. That would be really cool, but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. For that, it seems like a logistical nightmare.
It would be like, because I'm telling you, because everybody's going to want their own. Because the thing about the first Def Jam is they just used rappers that were signed to Def Jam and they gave them a shit. They already were in a shit recording deal, so they just gave them a shit deal with that, because they was like, oh, you already own Def Jam, so we just gonna put your likeness in the game and we'll throw you a couple pennies. And they thought it was cool to be in the video game. The game is different now. People smart now and they about their business. So now everybody is Def Jam as a label isn't as strong as it used to be. And people are going to want their favorite rapper from no matter what label they're on in that game. So they're gonna want Drake, Kendrick, Cole, Benny, Conway. They're going to want M. They're going to want,
Travis.
They're going to want, all their favorites. They're going to, ASAP Rocky and whoever. So, like, it's going to be just a logistical and legal nightmare to get all them contracts squared away. And that game will never make money, no matter how much DLC they sell or how much units they sell, because they're going to have to pay all these rappers, which they're not going to do. And then, So yeah, but that would be fun. But those are my top picks.
True. Yeah, you bring out the what's it called? NBA Jams, bro. NFL Street, you bring them games back,
NFL,
bro.
NFL Street, NBA Street and stuff.
NBA Street. You bring them games back, because sports. Real talk, bro. It's like the sports gaming genre is kind of weak. Like it's kind of weak, like. I think like the best sports game that came out the past couple of years was that WWE in 2023 or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. That is like I already know my grievances about Madden, 2K, all NLB The Show. I mean that's pretty cool, man. But bottom of the games, bro, it's weak. So I feel like an arcadey basketball or football game with like. At least bring some life back into the genre, and then I feel like NBA Street, NFL Street, man, they'll be perfect for that. But I don't know, man. I don't know why I don't just like create a game. Like you only got to be a full on game, like a Game Pass game type of thing. Like this something, bro. But
years ago, I think they did make an arcadey style NBA game. Like a 3v3. I can't remember the name of it, but I played it before. And it was kind of fun, but it was one of those things that you just kind of pick up and play for a little bit, and then you kind of just leave it. But I can't remember the name of it. But I think it was like an NBA style, 3v3 game. But I think the thing is like, and they said it in the chat, they just don't sell well compared to like the 2Ks and the Maddens, because one, most people like playing true simulation versions of these sports because they're living their inner dreams of being an actual professional player. Like, they couldn't make it to the league, so they're going to play 2K or they're going to play Madden, and they're going to use all the knowledge that they've amassed, you know, as if they were actually on the field and play it vicariously through that game. So they prefer to play that game rather than some arcadey game with game breakers and you doing 50 feet dunks and shit like that. Or, not 50
feet dunks.
You know, like all the crazy shit, you know. So, and those games were fun, but like they're not going to sell. They'll be fun for a little bit, and then, you know, after that, they're going to just move on to something where it's like a real game where it feels like you're really playing the sport. Mm-hmm. So that's why you see that 2K and Madden still standing the test of time, because those games are true to the actual sport. So,
well, if that's the case, then I have another game that needs to be NFL 2K. Remember that game? Remember those games?
Yeah, NFL.
That's because Madden bought the rights.
Yeah, that's why Madden, because they knew that game was on Madden's ass. That's why.
Madden bought the NFL rights and shut that shit down.
Shut that shit
down. I know, bro.
If that wasn't the case, we would still have 2K making NFL games.
Yep.
To this day.
Right. Bullshit, bro. I was playing, allegedly. I was playing on an emulator. I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah, that shit was good. It was really good.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, damn, bro. This is how NFL games were back in the day, bro.
Hey, it's business. It's ruthless out there, bro. They're like, nah, we can't have this. Because Madden was, for the long time, Madden was been around since Sega. Yep. So Madden was the staple football game. So when 2K came around and were making better games than Madden, Madden was like, nah, we can't have that
Hold on a minute, player.
And they went straight to NFL and said, we going to cut you a deal. We want the rights. And NFL was like, cool, you got the money.
They don't give a fuck.
Go ahead, do what you do. Damn. And then next thing you know, boom, shut them down.
Yep.
Crazy. It was grimy as fuck, but hey, smart ass business move, because 2K definitely would have gave them a run for their money, because they were making really good football games.
Some bullshit, bro. Hey, I hate EA so much, man.
Yeah, man, but it's how it is, man. When you get the monopoly on, and it's the same thing with 2K. 2K has the monopoly on basketball. Like, NBA Live is dead.
Bruh.
So it's kind of like they traded off. Like, 2K got basketball and EA got football.
Hey, but at least 2K didn't buy the rights to the NBA though. They could make another EA could make a NBA make a no a new NBA live. It's just that, you know,
but they tried
EA
and nobody just cared. They tried a couple years ago and nobody bought that shit because 2K already has the cultural market share of the basketball community. When you think, like I said, when you think of a basketball game, you think of NBA 2K.
2K, yeah.
It's got it already locked down. Everybody's got their own, because you think about the My Players and the VC. They got all these things already in the line. And now it's just second nature for people who play basketball games to just go get the next 2K.
Go to 2K, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to, they're comfortable with it. It's kind of like, okay, you've been having an iPhone for all your life. And then you telling, hey, go buy Android. They're going to be, nah, fuck that. I'm going to keep getting an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless if the phone is good or not, they're just going to stick with what they know. And that's how it is with 2K.
Yeah, bro. I hate 2K niggas too, bro, because they complain about the game every goddamn year, bro. Yeah. Oh, 2K doing this. Like, I think recently the terms of service, 2K made it so where, like, you can't sue 2K for like resetting your career you can't sue them or whatever. So it's like so clearly 2K is very anti-consumer, and people 2K play, they complain about this shit every year, but they buy the same shit every year, but like y'all keep complaining about the game. First of all, there's barely any increment changes between 2K between the two Ks, but y'all keep buying the same game, y'all keep buying all the VCs and all the other stuff. Y'all complain about the practices 2K do, and then y'all go next year and purchase the same game for $70, bro. When NBA Live came out, they didn't really support it though. I mean, granted that game was kind of mid though. But still, bro, like they just went back to 2K, bro. It's like sometimes, sometimes consumers they just be dumb for real, bro. I don't understand it, man.
Bro, like it's like I said, you will complain about something, but you keep going because deep down you love it. You complain because you want it to be better, but you know that the people who are making it aren't going to make it better because you continue in the buy. It's like this weird loop. Like 2K knows no matter what, y'all going to buy the game. So they don't
have nobody else to sharpen the steel.
Yeah, and they don't have nobody else to sharpen. The only competition they had was Live, and when they killed Live off, there's nobody, and there's no other company that's going to step up to 2K because they know it's pretty much a useless endeavor. Like, why would we do that when this company has it on lock? Like, and like I said, the only true competitor got shut out. So it's the same thing. So they just let it go. That's all right. We'll just move on. Like, let 2K have it, and that's what it is.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Sports games, man. They're looking mad. Well, I know EA's about to come out with what you call it, NCAA. Which
NCAA, yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic. No, cautiously, because it's still EA. But I see what they're cooking up.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right.
Like I said,
it's EA. So EA, they got mad, now they're gonna have NCAA football. So it's like they're just doing the same thing. So now they're gonna get you on two fronts. Now they're gonna get you twice over. Because they know, because there isn't really a strong NCAA football game either. So if EA does for NCAA what they did for Madden, then now they got two of them things.
True. 2K,
what I would have wanted 2K to do is try to get the NCAA rights.
I think the same thing, bro.
They didn't go for it.
Yeah, they can easily make a college football game, but I don't know, man.
I think they just after the NFL 2K and what happened, they didn't want to go through the same situation again. So they just washed their hands. And like I said, they're making money hand over fist with 2K, with NBA 2K. Is not hurting for money, at all. So they really don't probably even care at this point.
True, and they got GTA. That's another thing.
Yeah. They good. They're good over there.
I'm geeking. TK on, they on GTA, right?
No, you think about Take Two.
Oh, Take Two. Okay, never mind.
Take Two has stake in GTA. Yeah.
Okay.
But 2K still makes other games and stuff like that are high profile, but yeah. So.
All right. Anyway, that's my little rant there, but that's my little question.
Right. Appreciate
you, brother. We know you got the art going. You said you was doing you got the photography stuff going right now. What else you got going on over there?
That's about it, for real.
That's what's up. So make sure y'all check out Igwe and his artwork and his photography services and all that good stuff. And appreciate you always coming through to the show, supporting and asking questions. And thank you, brother. You have a good rest of your day.
All right, man. You too, man.
Appreciate you.
All right. Hey, yo, congratulations, B.
Thanks, man. Thank you again. Thanks.
Yeah, congratulations. All right, I'm going to see y'all later.
All right, man. All right, y'all. So we're gonna we'll wrap it up there because we got nobody else in the queue, and we've been in 4 minutes. So we appreciate y'all coming through for another dope show.
Yes.
Part two is in the books. We had our tier list of the most iconic video game characters.
That bullshit list.
It wasn't a true list, but like
punk ass list.
But we fixed it. Shout out to Eagle Way again for coming through. Asking a dope ass question. And of course, for our part one listeners, if you missed part one, like I said, make sure you check out part one. When we put it up this Friday, it'll go live on the YouTube channel as well as the audio version on wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to it there. And B, you got anything going on?
Well, yes. Tomorrow is going to be our live Dead in Hip Hop, 9 p.m. It's our farewell to Mike Seatown. But it's only Dead End stuff. He's still going to be a part of Frames. He's still going to be doing the Mike Salone stuff.
Oh, okay,
so
that's cool.
It's not going to be completely. Mike is not leaving completely. It's just only Dead End. So,
Fuck with hip hop no more, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to kind of be like the farewell show for Mike Seatown tomorrow for the live. So come through. If there's any questions you want to ask Mike, ask him. What I'm saying? And all that stuff. So. Yeah, man, that's what's going on. Of course, new episode is the Mike Salone tomorrow too, wherever you get your podcast. And I know Frames, they always got stuff going on too. They're recording, so yeah, that'll do it. And if you're in the sports right now, make sure you tune in Dead End Sports. They live right now on Twitch and on YouTube simultaneously. YouTube.com/DeadEndSports. So be sure to check them out, see what they're arguing about, fussing about, and that'll be it, man. What you got going on, Granddad?
Work and more work. But now I'm obviously going to be able to start playing some more games. I won't be still around for Gaming Week just yet. I'm trying to work, finagle the system to be able to try to get back to doing Gaming Week, or at least try to be here to chime in. But B's been holding down for Gaming Week, so make sure you check out what he's got going on next week. But I will definitely be back in 2 weeks For the next podcast episode. I'm looking forward to it. We got a cool idea for part two for the next podcast. Man. So make sure y'all tune into that. It should be a lot of fun. I'm excited for it. Me and B gonna get started working on it as soon as possible so we can get it ready for y'all. But yeah, that's pretty much it, y'all. And go get that Oito. Like I said, album's out now. Show some love.
All right, man. That'll do it for this week. So we will see y'all for the next week of podcast, and make sure y'all come through for the gaming week as well. I figure out might be some Helldivers. I don't know. It might play some Helldivers with y'all, man. So ooh. I know there's some people in the community that play Helldivers, so that might be the next joint to play for gaming week. I would like to get Kev and Tyler back on so we can play some Uno.
I'm trying to get that going. We can do that too.
Whenever you come back from gaming, man, we can set it up. That'll do it, man. We will see y'all when we see y'all. Peace
out, y'all.